CNN!
Dean Special Report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
CNN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to ENN, presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
These are not gooky.
And good evening to Michael.
I think I have problems.
And to Don and Michael.
You know how unhip I am.
Very.
And to Michael again.
Met fans would kill a small army of woodland animals for Gary Cole.
All right.
And Don says it's all right.
And good evening to Don.
That restaurant was slapping.
And good evening to Don.
There's no way that Al Michaels is knocking me out.
And to Don.
I want to be Howie Rose.
And to Don.
He's Chilly Willy the Penguin.
Good evening to myself.
What kind of animal is rabbit?
And to myself again.
Like a little bunny rabbit.
And lastly, to
Here we
Al.
Go.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to hear it again.
Here Al we go. Michaels? Thank you.
So you remember Chilly Willy the Penguin?
Sure. Who doesn't remember Chilly Willy?
Ah-ee-a-choo.
He was very cold.
Now, the doors have opened.
Oh, yeah.
At UBS.
Making
Arena.
It a little colder.
Well, no, but hopefully the bodies will make it
warmer. I actually think it's getting a little warmer because of it.
Once the building, because believe me, tomorrow I'll be at the Garden. It'll be empty. I'll be freezing. And then once the building fills up, you get warmer.
Oh, you yeah. know, that means that tomorrow, sure, you can look forward to a couple of renditions of the National Anthem.
That's my favorite thing about Don, when Don does the show from Rangers games. Yeah. You know you're going to hear, because I'm a Patriot.
Of course.
I like on any random day. It doesn't matter. I stand up and do the anthem myself at home. Start with the pledge.
Mm-hmm.
I do the anthem in the middle of the day.
Right.
And then in the evening, like the seventh inning at a Yankee game, I do God Bless America to close it all out. Did everybody keep the God Bless America in the seventh inning or just the Yankees?
Everybody does it on Sunday. Yankees do it every game.
I don't get it. Why do they do it every game?
Because they're the Yankees. Because they represent this great country.
That shouldn't be your motivation.
What do you mean it shouldn't be? The Yankees stand for America.
I'm of the belief, and I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
I like where you're going.
But I think God Bless America should be our anthem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I 100%.
So whose feathers is he ruffling? Francis Scott Key's family?
Yes, I think.
The Key family.
Yeah. I think the Key family actually lives in Belmont.
Now, I'll take it a step further. As an actual song, the National Anthem stinks. It's not natural.
You are really.
Hey, you want to ruffle. How about This Land Is Our Land? Make that the national.
I like This Land Is Our Land.
Yeah.
But God Bless America has like it's a real song.
That's why Don's a fan of Canada.
It's short, though, too. I like it because it's short. It doesn't take as long. I mean, and Star Spangled Banner, it somehow manages to be like long, meandering, and boring the entire time.
I think it's
the only good part is when it gets to the O and I get to yell O for the Orioles.
Right, because you're such a big Oriole fan.
I declare, Don, you weren't here. It was during the summer.
You and Adley Rutschman.
I don't know who Adley Rutschman is.
He's the great catcher they have. He's an Oriole fan.
He's not really.
I'm a big Oriole fan. What are you talking about?
How do you not know who Adley Rutschman is?
Because it sounded like an old actor.
People got upset that Kaepernick knelt during the anthem, but you can scream, oh, for the Orioles.
Well,
the Dallas Stars scream, stars!
What other ones are there like that?
Oh, there's a bunch. Yeah, the red for the Capitals, well, they do that.
But that's new. When I was a kid, they did oh for the Orioles.
Right.
They still do.
At Capital games, though.
The 600-700 people at Camden Yards, they still do it.
Camden Yards is nice, though.
That's awesome, dude!
It's one of the rare things that's actually held up in terms of the way people think of it for now 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sort of the standard. Isn't that funny? Their park is the standard for great baseball park.
Is it true or just urban legend that the owner of the White Sox, Reinsdorf, that he was given, the architect gave him the design for Camden Yards?
A retro stadium. He said, I don't want an old-looking stadium.
I want
a modern stadium.
Imagine that. He had it.
That was
going to be the ballpark. That's where the White Sox were going to play. That's old look. I want something new.
As Don was saying, I'm good.
How is the White Sox park? Guaranteed rate field or whatever there?
Kind of utilitarian.
Is it guaranteed rate?
Yeah.
How did I know that, not who Adley Rutschman was?
I don't know.
It's kind of sad.
Please, go to ENF.
You're unbelievable.
All right, let's jump right into some football and hear from your New York football Giants, who have a big game this weekend.
Do they?
Divisional round playoff matchup against your Philadelphia Eagles.
No, they're not mine.
Dave Rothenberg's favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Let's
and
get
by
out!
The way, his favorite band, also the Eagles.
If he
shot dead!
Is he not a fan of the work of the Eagles because of that, too?
Well, like, no, I don't know about that, but he's just saying.
He won't even wear Henley shirts anymore.
That's the thing. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
You don't know what a Henley is?
No. Oh. Should I know?
Is it his problems with Don Henley?
Yeah. Please go on.
So you're not going to like me because my name's Don? Does
you
he not
what?
Eat fried food?
Let's hear from Xavier.
He hates the state of California.
Let's hear from.
He won't stay in a hotel?
No. Nope.
He will not. No, he
right.
will only Airbnb when he goes
stuff.
To California.
Yeah. Does he get upset when his heart aches at night?
I'm going to say one last thing. Not related to
right.
sports, about the Eagles.
Did he abuse people that were nude in town?
They're a great band,
yeah.
But the fact that they have the greatest selling album of all time is absurd.
Well, the greatest.
It
thing.
Shouldn't be, but it shouldn't.
No,
be.
But they're good.
But it shouldn't be.
Why shouldn't it be?
Why not?
Because they're not a great enough band.
No, they are.
No, no, no.
No, they are.
They're not.
They're the greatest American band. Like, if you go, my top four, Who, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, Beatles, what in the order, obviously the Beatles would be number one. The next band's the Eagles. They're five.
And you think they're worthy of having the number one album in the history of music, bigger than Thriller?
Well, it's the greatest hit, so it shouldn't count.
Right.
Like, Thriller stands alone. I don't know how many greatest hits Michael Jackson had, if any.
History.
I mean, right, so I don't know.
His story.
And the thing with the first greatest hits, it doesn't even have Hotel California.
And still sold like crazy.
No, the Eagles are amazing. I got to see them. I need to see them now.
Okay. Let's hear from Xavier McKinney on just how much Brian Daboll has affected this football team.
I think he's done a great job from, you know, since he came in of just basically just shifting the whole energy of the building. I think we all realized it once he came in, once we had our first team meeting. We felt his presence the first day he came in. We felt his energy. So we just wanted to build off of that. You know, he always made sure to push us. He continued to push us no matter the day, you know, but he also, just looked out for us whenever he could. And, you know, we always say he's a player's coach. He's very just transparent. You could talk to him about anything. And, you could just have those conversations with him. So it's just been great to have him here.
You know what I'm amazed at in our industry? Mm. We checked this out when he was hired. It's pronounced like Abel, Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
Everybody, even on ESPN, Daboll. It's unbelievable.
It must be something because Mike Tannenbaum does it.
Like, yeah, and
we're
going to
find out later. We were because remember it was Gallant, and then we found out no, it's really Glant. I mean, we're going to find out later on.
But didn't we ask Daboll on the air? I think we asked.
I think we did. It's Daboll like table.
Yeah, Daboll like table.
So what are we doing? So I think Friday when we have Tannenbaum, we call him out and say, you know what? Correct yourself.
But you
before
might lose
you wreck yourself.
You might lose his friendship.
That's not how the song goes.
I know, but I
you
can't
better
adjust.
Correct yourself before you wreck
well,
yourself.
What am I supposed to say? So to check
you
yourself.
Check
but
yourself.
Check yourself doesn't make sense unless it's spell check.
You got to correct yourself.
it just
changes everything.
I just wanted to change it.
Why don't you
Is
continue ENN Grandma Moses?
You better correct yourself before you wreck yourself. Let's hear from Mike Kafka, the great author. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a different Kafka. Here's Mike Kafka on what allows Daniel Jones to be successful in this offense.
You guys see it on the TV, and you know, even though when you guys are on the field, he's pretty much the same guy every day. You know, he doesn't really sweat it either way, or, you know, up or down. He kind of just stays in the game and keeps fighting, keep playing, and I think that's where, you know, you see a guy like him, you know, he's put us in position to be in those type of games.
I want to get Sterling Shepard on. Because Sterling Shepard was there for Pat Shurmur's first meeting. He was there for Joe Judge's first meeting. And I want to hear him say, oh, yeah, we knew right away. This was the wrong guy.
You know, it's funny. You just brought up Sterling.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about him. I kind of feel bad for Sterling.
I know.
Like, not only is he missing this awesome run, but he would have far and away been
yeah,
the number one guy
definitely.
On this team.
But he's done five World Series. Why did you feel sorry for him?
No, no, that's John Sterling.
Oh, I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
No, Sterling yeah. Shepard, the wide receiver. The most veteran player on this team who's been on the IR.
So,
he's a bummer.
So you went John Sterling
right.
and not Bob Shepard. Interesting.
No, he said, oh, yeah.
You could have went either way.
I could have gone either way as well.
I better correct myself before I wreck myself.
Yay!
I want to change that. I want to take it back.
To what?
To that.
To correct yourself?
Yeah, because really.
Well, maybe Ice Cube and DOS Effects could come together as like part of a grammar campaign and change it to you got to correct yourself before you wreck yourself.
Right.
I know what the real saying is.
I know you know.
And I'm going to say that to my buddy, Mike Tannenbaum.
Chickity check.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
Easy name to pronounce.
Where is Jalen Hurts injury-wise?
He's better today than he was 2 weeks ago, right? And he's continuing to get better, and he feels good. I'll let him tell you how he feels.
And what about the possibility, Jalen, of the Giants trying to go after that shoulder?
It's football. I got a bounty on me every week. I go out there on the field, so go out there and just play my game. You know, whatever happens, happens.
But how good he must feel that Laura Stiles thinks he's hot.
Yeah.
Not just Laura. Oh, so let's break it down to a fine pattern.
Cookies.
Right.
Let's go over the quarterbacks playing this weekend.
Let's do that. Okay.
Kansas City, Jacksonville on Saturday. I think it's pretty easy work for Patrick Mahomes over Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Do you remember when Michael used to say on our show that Trevor Lawrence was a good-looking guy?
He's not a bad-looking guy. He's not Patrick Mahomes.
He's a mess.
Not a mess.
I think he's rough.
I think it's fair to say, as from the Warner Brothers cartoons, he's a long-haired galoot.
Well said. Don, beautifully said. Okay, that would make the
Giants.
I am
absolutely a galoot.
Eagles game Saturday night, which is Daniel Jones versus Jalen Hurts.
Good-looking guy. I'd have to give a slight edge to Hurts.
So we got Hurts coming out of the Giants-Eagles game.
Right.
That takes us to the Sunday vehicles.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati, Buffalo, Joe Burrow at Josh Allen.
I'm going Burrow.
It's a tie.
No.
But if I have to choose one, I go Burrow.
Thank you. Then you chose. You already did.
You have to choose.
Right. You have to choose. Burrow's the better looking guy. And then lastly, Dallas, San Francisco. You got Dak versus Purdy.
You got to go with the guy who's Purdy.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Not a guard to really picture.
Right.
You know what I got to do?
Yeah, you got to punch that up.
I got to punch up.
The other thing that Anthony needs to do is play Jalen Hurts and then play the Russell Wilson.
AO Seattle.
It's the same person.
But I think he comes by it more honestly.
That's the way Hurts sounds.
Purdy looks very white bread. he's very homogenous.
I got a bounty on me every week. I go out there on the field, so go out there and just play my game.
No, he actually sounds more like the time when Russell was like, sometimes you got to let your girl, you know, do your hair. You remember that?
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, find that one. That's the one.
I'm gonna take Dak over Purdy. I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Purdy looks like generic boyfriend in a movie. Here's who he is. Brock Purdy is the boyfriend in a movie where the protagonist in the film is the guy who you're rooting for will steal the girl from the bad guy boyfriend.
Yes.
Like Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers.
Yes. I was just thinking about it.
That's Brock Purdy. So I'm gonna go Dak.
And You brought up Wedding Crashers because it was on the other day in one of the hotels.
It's on every day.
It is. Did anybody have a problem as me playing continuity director? Just how long that day was?
Oh, it's
like
an endless
You day. Have a wedding, a whole wedding. Then the wedding's over. They sail to the cottage. There's still enough light to play football and then have dinner? How long a day is this? Did anybody in the making of it say, listen, we should make it the next day?
By the way, that is one of the best points Don's ever made. How'd they have time? What time did the wedding start?
Yeah, 4
early
in the morning?
Wedding. Very early wedding.
It was a 6 a.m.?
Yep.
6 a.m. kick?
That's why they crashed.
Okay, so by the way, I got to...
Look at these wonderful people behind us, all these Islander fans.
Look at them. They're on television right now.
Yeah. They're being very polite, too, screaming.
It's a polite group. Yeah, no one's doing anything. Look,
let's go, Islander sign.
Big Islanders fans there. Yeah. You guys rooting for the Bruins tonight?
No.
Islanders, or for the Islanders.
Yeah.
Okay, got to check. So, Don, let's move on to Saturday. The winners. So, Jalen Hurts advances. Jalen Hurts advances on Saturday night to take on in the NFC Championship game Dak Prescott.
Hurts
goes to the championship.
Yep. Yes.
On the other side, Joe Burrow advances to take on Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh, tough.
I think Burrow advances.
Yeah, Burrow advances.
Really?
In the handsome.
No.
Yeah. No.
I don't think Patrick's that handsome.
Patrick's very handsome.
He's Listen,
he's got a weird voice. Very handsome.
Well, that hurts.
That hurts. You
no,
got to
no,
factor that
Jalen
in.
Jalen Hurts.
I'm going Burrow versus Hurts in the handsome Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts, your handsome MVP,
ooh,
your
wow.
handsome
that's
champion.
A, you know, it's wow. a great game, though. It's a great game.
You could play this for hours
now. I wonder now, what the spread would be.
Does San Francisco, to advance, though, does San Francisco start Garoppolo? To advance.
Oh, you know what? You have an ace in the hole there.
I got to say, you pull out Garoppolo, it's over.
I think Laura Stiles would agree. Has she ever seen Garoppolo?
Yeah.
I don't think she's ever
bring
seen
that up on her.
All right, I will. I will. I'll bring
let
that up.
Let us know how it works.
Oh, let's hear from our friend Sal Pal, who really
Sal
brought
Pal.
It last week.
He was great.
He was terrific.
We have to have him on again.
He definitely beat Orlovsky today.
Absolutely. Sal Pal, on why Tom Brady to the Jets could actually make sense?
I think the juiciest place for him to go, the best place for him to go would be the New York Jets. You get to face Belichick twice. In my view, Robert Saleh's got a top five scoring defense for the next 2 or 3 years. So if you're looking for a ready-made spot to duplicate what you had in Tampa, that would be the spot. Now, it's a tough call. It's a big-time tough call for him on what he wants to do next. And he's got to make a decision, I think, that's first and foremost personal and then professional, in my view, having known the man, now not a young man anymore, I'm the old man, having known him his entire career. Right now, it's a personal then professional decision for him to make, in my view.
I don't know. That offensive line's got to get better because that's the key. Yeah, you got a chance to win because their defense is very good. He's got tons of weapons, but he's a pocket quarterback. It's going to be 46 years old. He's got to have a really good offensive line. Right? Wouldn't that be the number one thing you'd be worried about?
Absolutely.
You got to protect him. You got to protect him. Otherwise, it goes the Favre route, right? Like, Favre was great, and then he got hurt, and the season went away from him. You don't want to lose this guy. He's got to be protected.
I don't ever want to lose him.
Now, I think Peter made a great point earlier that you can correct an offensive line. If you've got the money, you can definitely go out and improve the offensive line. I'm sure players would want to come to protect Tom Brady. But wouldn't he go to Miami? If he was almost at Miami, and with Tua's situation with the concussions, wouldn't he just try to revisit Miami?
But they've already announced that it's going to be Tua, the starting quarterback. I guess you could change and just say Tua's going to play behind him for a couple of years.
So a bit of sad news from the last couple of days. Pro wrestling, I'd go as far as maybe saying pro wrestling legend, Jay Briscoe, young legend, was killed tragically in a car accident in Delaware. He's known as one of the great tag team wrestlers of this generation. Was never a WWE superstar, but was so highly regarded on the indies and Ring of Honor. Just a fantastic talent. Him and his brother, the Briscoes, really one of the great tag teams of all time. The Delaware State Police have revealed that an oncoming car swerved into his lane for an unknown reason and hit him head on. He was not wearing his seatbelt, and he died. Fortunately, his family was, and they lived. But we say rest in peace to Jay Briscoe. And also, former Celtics head coach Chris Ford passed away. Chris Ford, who was sort of the coach of my youth, as I said, when I was really getting to know the Celtics well.
91, 92.
Like when I was, you know, truly paying attention. He was 74. He was from Atlantic City. Played, of course, for the Celtics, as well as several other teams throughout his career, and then started coaching the Celtics in 1990. Was first in the Atlantic division in 1991 and 91-92, the end of Larry Bird's career. Lasted in Boston a few more seasons, then coached in Milwaukee, the Clippers, and the Sixers before calling it his career. Rest in peace to Chris Ford.
Also hit the first three-point shot in NBA history.
The first three-point shot in NBA history. Wow. All right, rest in peace to Jay Briscoe and to Chris Ford. And that will do it for ENN this evening, which is brought to you by our friends at D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims. Every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back.
Look at the clock, Don. All right, so you could tell that cold weather with Peter.
Yeah.
Shrinkage of ENN.
That's it.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right, you know, we're going to have, you see these bobbleheads we have on the table? Bobby Nystrom.
Bobby Nystrom.
They're legends. They honor legends throughout the year because it's the 50th anniversary.
That's right.
Of the Islanders. Bobby's going to come on with us. We're going to talk to him. What the Giants are going through, because the Islanders flirted for a while before they hit
the
4 in a row.
Oh, they did, 78, 79 for sure.
So we'll talk to him about that. And I also see that Rick DiPietro has
showing up.
Signing autographs. Talking to Bobby. Two Islander legends talking.
I look at the man. I love
him.
I really do.
He's very handsome.
He really is. Look at him. Look.
You think he's Hurts handsome?
Yeah, I think he's better looking than Hurts.
Wow.
Is he Garoppolo handsome?
Yeah, he's better looking than Garoppolo. Wow. Anyway, when we come back.
So he'd win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Bobby Nystrom right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.